650 and counting. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's how many flights are already delayed as airlines cope with major staffing shortages. On top of that, one carrier faced a technical glitch during one of the busiest travel weekends of the year.
Leading the cancellations was American Airlines because of this so-called glitch in their scheduling platform, which derailed things and left planes literally without pilots.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, some 200 flights are canceled today, according to FlightAware. A bike rider in the nation's capital was fatally hit by a truck yesterday. A second person working at a fireworks stand was also killed. Police believe the driver suffered a medical emergency.
It appears it ran the red light, struck a bicyclist in the crosswalk. After he struck the bicyclist, the car careened off into a fireworks stand.
Metropolitan Police Assistant Chief Wilfredo Manlapaz. A mass shooting may have been foiled in South Texas. A 19-year-old man from San Antonio is under arrest for allegedly plotting to attack an Amazon facility where he worked. Officers were tipped off by the teen's co-workers. Police seized an AR-15 rifle. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, a deadly shooting at a home. Two people died. A third was hurt.
One male adult that is deceased at the incident location. We also have an adult female inside the residence that was found to be deceased. Our original caller that called 911 still confirmed as non-life-threatening injuries.
Halton Police Sergeant Rick Alexander says three police officers who responded were fired on and injured. The gunman was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Better late than never. Federal wildland firefighters will be getting the pay raise they were supposed to get sooner.
They were promised to federal wildland firefighters last year out of the massive infrastructure package, though pay raises never came. And as firefighters have now entered another record-breaking fire summer, particularly out west, with staffing and recruiting shortages dragged down by low wages and benefits. The federal government now saying that a raise will come to thousands of federal wildland firefighters, increasing by $20,000 per year, or 50% of their current base salary, whichever is lower. Through next year, the firefighters will also receive back pay for the raises that they were supposed to see last year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Firing up the grill for a July 4th celebration will cost you more than it did last year.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says Americans will pay about 17% more for their 4th of July cookout compared to a year ago. Ground beef up 36%. Chicken breast up 33%. Hamburger buns, those are up 16% from last year. And fresh squeezed lemonade, got to have that on a hot July day. That's up 22% from last year.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. If you're traveling by car this weekend, you won't be able to avoid high gas prices, but there are a couple of ways to skirt the worst traffic.
Basically, leave early. Between noon and 9 p.m. would be the worst time to travel, according to AAA. And as for heading back, if you can leave Monday while people are still celebrating the holiday, you can expect less congestion and safer roads.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Los Angeles, where the average price for a gallon of gas is $6.27. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.